It is that time of year where we all got to be aware of scams.
Yeah. And Jonathan Liebert from the BBB of Southern Colorado is here to talk about the top holiday scams. And Jonathan, you just told us a very startling statistic that has just come out. I mean, this is frightening to hear this.
Yeah, this is something that, you know, we are all kind of probably annoyed by these scams and this kind of stuff. But, you know, you got to be more than annoyed with this. You got to be very vigilant, very careful. National Cybersecurity Center made a statement the other day, and they stated that there's some evidence that suggests that in terms of the identity theft and the dollars that people are losing from scams, it actually might be more than the drug trade.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is big business.
That's huge.
Yeah, big business. People are going to, you know, try to take your money all kinds of ways now. Now that it's successful, people keep falling for this stuff. As long as they keep making money, they're going to keep doing this.
And finding ways to take your money.
Exactly.
That is scary. So you've compiled a list, and the BBB has compiled a list of the top scams for the holiday season. Some of them we are familiar with, and some of them are kind of new, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And if you want to search this in your Google browser, you can just type in the BBB 12 Scams of Christmas. Okay. We're not going to cover all of them, but a couple big ones just to look out for just because of the holiday season and shopping. Mm-hmm. Number one on the list is actually these lookalike websites. So you type in the address, you know, yourself. Right. I mean, you're going to get a ton of emails, obviously, on deals and sales and free stuff. And if it's too good to be true, you know, don't believe it. But more importantly, be really, really careful on those emails about clicking those links. It might direct you to a website. The website might be down. It might not work. They've got your information or they've installed malware software onto your computer. So be aware of that. Temporary holiday jobs is another one. People know that businesses require extra help. You got to be really careful about that. Don't send anybody a check. You know, we're going to send you a $1,000 check, and then you got to pay $100 or $200 or whatever. That check is probably going to bounce. Or they might just be trying to get personal information from you. And so they never call you back after you give over that first set of data. They're trying to take information from you. Free gift cards is another one. Watch out for that. Fake shipping notification.
That one you have to be careful about because you think, oh, I have a package coming,
exactly.
Right? And then you click on that to see it, and yeah. It's like, yeah.
And we're all probably getting packages this time of year.
Right.
So your inbox is going to be inundated with emails about everything anyway, a lot from places that you've shopped at before. And, you know, if they've got some type of, you know, malware, if they've fished for your information the entire year and they know what your shopping preferences are, they can send you mock-ups and things that look very much like stuff that you've shopped at before. But yeah, the packing or the tracking list, because again, we got to track this package. I know I ordered something. Watch out for that.
Right.
Make sure it's something you know what it is, you know where it's coming from, or they've got your information.
So is the best thing to do to track, copy that tracking number and then go directly to the website and put it in?
Go to the website. Yep, okay. Exactly. Go to that website. Don't just click those links. I know they're nice and they're easy, and that's the whole point.
Right.
So if you bought something from ABC Flowers, go to abcflowers.com directly. Don't click on any links.
It's double check. And if you don't remember, don't click on it.
Exactly.
And it's also a season of giving, too.
Yeah, watch out for those fake charity sites. Unfortunately, people are scamming different charities and trying to take your money and try to get your money to give to them to these other places.
Right.
And the other piece, too, is that, you know, make sure that you know it's a charity that you heard of. It's a reputable one. Same thing. Go to their website. You know, typically that's the best way to do this is you're going to go directly to their page and make sure you're giving to them. Or some people still say, you know what, I like giving a check. Go to the website, get the number, figure out a way to give that check to that nonprofit. I guarantee you they will take that, but make sure it's getting in the right hands.
Jonathan, tell us about the puppy scam, because we all love puppies.
We all love puppies, and this is one of the biggest ones. This is the last one on this list, actually. And what happens with this is, you know, there are pictures, cute puppy pictures all over the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you see this cute puppy and it's like this is a discounted rate for, you know, a nice type of breed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, probably not what it is. And this is like one of the number one scams that's been sweeping the nation in the last year. People are making a ton of money on these things. They're just cutting and pasting these pictures. These are usually, you know, male dogs where they are breeding them in captivity in these close quarters and these cages. Pretty horrible stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're posting these really cute pictures of other animals or other dogs that may be a similar breed, but that's not the case.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're going out there and checking out the facilities. You want to make sure that you're going there and checking out the puppies. Don't just purchase one and then go pick it up
online. And
don't
like,
purchase
oh,
it online.
Shipping it to me.
Right. Do research on the breeders. I mean, do your homework. Again, this is one of the biggest scams because we all kind of fall for these cute puppies. And half of the time, I want to say, those pictures that you see are fake.
Wow. That is so scary. And like you said, we all love puppies and we all want to... oh, get a new puppy.
Right.
Yeah.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes, it is.
I remember one of my first economic classes in college. The professor at UCCS went up on the board and wrote TANSTAFL. That stands for There Ain't No Such Thing as a Free Lunch.
Good advice.
And I remember that all these years later. TANSTAFL.
Right.
All right, Jonathan, good to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. 7:42, traffic and weather next.